This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The El Paso County Clerk's and Recorder's Office now running behind in ballots compared to last year or years in the past. Despite a consistent line of cars dropping off their ballots yesterday, County Clerk and Recorder Chuck Borman hopes that voters who still need to will drop off their ballots as early as possible.
The number of ballots returned so far is about 150,000. And typically we see that number back last Wednesday. So we're somewhere between 50 and 60,000 ballots behind.
This year's midterm ballot is the longest in El Paso County history, part of what Brewerman believes could be causing that later turnout. It's estimated an educated voter would spend some 20 minutes filling the ballot out. For Scott Steeds, an El Paso County voter, the length of the ballot is no deterrent, and he says the community needs to get them in as soon as possible.
I lost my son in Iraq. Freedom is not free. There's always a cost. And so this is very simply my way of carrying on his legacy.
Election officials say results will take longer to get back the later people get to their ballot drop-offs or get that in-person vote placed. As long as you've lived in Colorado for 22 days before the election, you are eligible to vote. Those who need to can register to vote in person up until 7 o'clock tonight. We're also hearing from the man accused of tampering with the voting machines during June's primary in Pueblo. 31-year-old Richard Payton claims that he doesn't know who tampered with the voting machine, but claims it wasn't him.
I will not accuse anyone of anything I don't see in front of me or I don't have the evidence. So, in the pursuit of justice, I kindly ask the media and whoever watches this video to find out the individual or individuals within the state of Colorado who is targeting myself, my family, and my support group.
Now, Patton is accused of unplugging wires from a voting machine during the June primary. Arrest records say a security seal had been torn off the bottom and USB ports were pulled out. Payton, who is a registered Democrat, says he doesn't have a lengthy criminal history. Staying in Pueblo, where a man is in custody facing attempted murder charges, 18-year-old Joaquin Avila, accused of walking up to two people in a car and shooting those individuals, both taken to an area hospital for treatment on Saturday morning. No update on their conditions as of this time. Police in Pueblo say more arrests are possible. Colorado Springs police investigating after a body was found in a homeless camp early yesterday. Officers found the man dead around 3 a.m. in the area of Fountain and Union. That man's visible injuries led to the decision to call the death a homicide. Police department now asking anyone with information about this case to contact them as soon as possible. No injuries were reported after a fire in El Paso County. Crews called to Kerwood Drive in the Glen Eagle area yesterday following a report of a structure fire. Fire knocked down within 15 minutes, although the fire investigation closed surrounding streets for several hours. During that time frame, the cause of the fire has not been determined. Callers can once again dial 911 to report an emergency. Earlier this morning, Colorado Springs Police and Fire sent out an urgent warning that 911 systems across El Paso County had gone down. The service was out for about 2 hours. There's no word on what caused the outage. CSPD says that Lumen and the 911 Authority Board are investigating this case. And the El Paso County Sheriff's Office will be targeting speeders this weekend in the Black Forest area. Sheriff's Office announcing yesterday that it will be doing an enforcement effort in Black Forest along with Eastern Highway 24 Friday and Saturday. The enhanced enforcement period paid through the National Highway Transportation and Traffic Safety Administration, as well as grants from the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Warm and windy here the next couple of days with snow starting in the mountains tomorrow night into Thursday. Look for high temperatures this afternoon in the upper 60s, Colorado Springs, 74 in Pueblo, and we've got southwesterly winds 10 to 15, but gusting anywhere from 30 to possibly 45 miles an hour. As we head overnight, partly cloudy skies with morning starts in the upper 30s and low 40s, and then tomorrow afternoon, warm and windy once again with a high of 68 degrees for Colorado Springs, 75 in Pueblo. Much colder temperatures by Thursday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.